Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, coming at you today live from Quail Park here in Visalia, California. And it is a beautiful day out here and a wonderful day to make some great food. Let's get started. My next recipe for you today is my asparagus mac and cheese. And all our recipes this week are all about asparagus, and take advantage of it while it's in season. It's one of my most absolutely favorite vegetables to cook. So what we're going to need first are 2 cups of seashell pasta. I highly recommend you can make your own pasta as well, but when we think of macaroni and cheese, we think of the elbow macaronis. Me personally, I'm not a big fan of those, but the seashells are really good because they sop up some of that nice cream sauce we're going to make. It's phenomenal. What we're going to need first is also 1 tablespoon of Arbasana olive oil, 1 tablespoon of garlic that's going to be minced, 1/2 cup of Spanish onion that we're going to dice very small. And this is all going to go in to a pan. We're going to add in 5 asparagus. And these 5 asparagus, they're going to be cleaned. We're going to cut them in half. And if you really want everybody to be able to taste every single thing that we're doing, go ahead and you're going to put a little bit more of just the 5 asparagus. If you're going to cut them smaller, if you want an asparagus in every single bite. Then we're going to add in 1 cup of cream, 4 slices of American cheese, and then we're going to season with salt and pepper to taste. And the way you can tell that everything is ready to go is you're going to make sure, first of all, you want your seashell pastas to be al dente. Al dente is also roughly translated to the tooth, which means you can actually bite into the pasta and it's going to have enough bite to it to where you can bite it in half. It's not going to be mush right into your mouth. And that's very important when we're doing this kind of cooking. We always want to remember we don't want to overcook anything. And then what I like to do is reduce my cheese sauce down, not by half, but take it about at least 1/4 of the way from the top where it's at. And what this is going to do is concentrate the flavor so much more. If you want to add a little bit more cheese to the dish, you can add in a little handful of Parmesan cheese. Remember always, every time we add something into a dish, we want to make sure that we're constantly remembering to taste, because it's very important that when the flavor profiles begin to change, it takes on a whole different level and it will change completely. But we don't want to overkill on our salt and pepper. So remember, especially with a good macaroni and cheese and the asparagus, it just goes in that sauce while it's cooking down. It never is going to be overcooked. We never want to have anything overcooked on the California Fresh Kitchen. And I promise this is one recipe you and your family will enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.